PM, and I'm going to call for a public forum, and we will wait and wait until the public refuses to respond. I see three people on here, and I think I can see all three people, so we're going to assume that there are no more who want to join us. So let me go back to the agenda, and I think the next thing to do is to review applications, committees with vacancies. So, Lisa, I think you have that list?
I don't have the overall list, but I have the list that we're going to be focusing on for today's meeting.
Okay, good.
So the first one is Planning and Zoning Commission. You should see an application in your paperwork for an Amy Hoban.
Amy Hoban? Yep. I know her.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, she's obviously clearly been in town for a while, but the Minnie Wilder, that name sounds familiar to me, but I don't remember the Hoban names at all.
Yeah, Jane Hoban, who used to work in the library.
Oh, sure.
She's from her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And she
sure.
also worked at the...
Oh, that's right. I see it in her... I'm sorry, I missed that part.
And she worked at the museum, too, Jane.
Okay.
And I've been actually working with Amy on an initiative for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Hartford. She is really something. She's got a great background, and she's got a great way of working. So... I would make a motion that we appoint her.
I would second that.
Okay. So since we made the motion to nominate her, I would guess that the vote is going to be unanimous.
Okay. Yes. Now to clarify, she's going on as an alternate, correct?
As an alternate. Yep. Yeah, she has extensive. She could literally do Rich Roberts' job, you know, the town attorney.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, she's that up there. And notice that she's deputy chief counsel.
I saw that, vice president or something or other, yeah. Well, except isn't Rich just got some kind of award from, so I don't know. He might be close.
I think we'll stick with Rich for now. You got to know, there's somebody coming up on his heels for sure.
That's it.
Okay, and who else do we have? Oh, Lisa, it says that you're Bob Skinner.
Yes. Surprise.
A clever disguise.
You like that? Yep, I'm logged in as him on my computer.
Okay.
So that I could run the meeting.
Yep. Okay, so our next one should be for the Economic Development Agency. For that?
Peter Genshimer?
Peter Genshimer?
Do you see that in your paperwork?
Yes. Yep.
I've got Colin Hoban.
Yes, he's for the pension committee.
Oh, okay. Let me just see. I miss him? Why?
This is the fellow that was the owner of MedPipes Medical and Financial Software. Lives up on Bart Drive. I don't recognize the name, but...
Okay. This is the one I have not looked at. God, Peter. Genshimer.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay. Calling him up right now. All right. Okay. He's a CPA. Okay. Accounting and tax practice. Got it. All right, so I don't know him at all. Warren, what's your...
I don't know the fella at all, but he's got a really nice, well-done resume.
Yes, he does.
Since it looks like he would be somebody that would be good to have on economic development, or we even thought pension committee, but he's applying for the economic development agency, and I think that, you know, he sounds like he'd be a good fit.
I would think, yeah.
So I'll nominate him.
All right, and I'll second that.
Okay.
And all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
So Peter is in. And we have... What else do we have here?
And then the other Peter for pension committee. Correct.
Tell you, we have a lot of Germanic names here.
Ja, wir haben viele deutsche Namen.
That's it for applicants for vacancies.
Okay.
We don't have anything else received. If you want to move on to reappointments.
That would be timely.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Before we did that, could you just kind of recap where we are, where we still have vacancies? Is there an easy recap of that?
Let me see what I have. We have a couple vacancies on the Board of Ethics.
Okay.
We have three vacancies on the Canton Center Historic District Commission. All three of those are alternate positions.
Okay.
A vacancy on the Canton Housing Authority.
Okay.
Parks and Rec Commission has one vacancy.
That surprised me a little bit because I thought we tended to get a lot good volunteers there. So, okay.
True.
Good number of volunteers. Okay.
Yes, that's very true. The pension committee, now that you just appointed one, will now have one remaining vacancy on the pension committee.
Okay.
And two vacancies on Water Pollution Control Authority. And two alternate positions on the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been in worse. We were in worse shape more recently, as I recall.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
So for the Canton Center Historic District Commission, I had reached out to the chair and have not heard back. And then I reached out to the chair a second time and did not hear back. Typically, I go to the chair to get a recommendation about a candidate who has a termination coming up.
Yep.
And unfortunately, I have not heard back from the chair, Marianne Burbank.
Yeah.
So the individual up for termination or expiration, rather, for their term is Ken Schwartz.
Okay.
Well, I suspect Ken is going to want to stay with that. So, Okay, so I do have to acknowledge that Marianne's my sister, so...
Oh, okay.
I will call her and say...
Yeah, that's an easy one.
You know, are you going to reappoint Ken or not?
Warren, give her a call now.
I could almost do that.
Yeah, you could.
I don't want you to overhear that conversation.
Okay, well, I will, I know that that Diane Daly, on the pension committee.
Yeah, before we move on as far as Ken, so are you both comfortable with Ken for Canton Center Historic District recommending his reappointment?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay, okay. So I just want to add that to our notes. If you get anything to the contrary from Marianne, that would be great. If you could have her follow up with my email so that I have some kind of a document for the Board of Selectmen package, that would be great.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
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 But at the end of the day, I mean, I would imagine you're kind of superseding it. The chair is more, because they're hands-on, we're looking for their thoughts.
Right. The idea is that if you've got personality conflicts in there or somebody that's not doesn't play well with others, we want to know that. So.
Yeah, or someone who doesn't show up to meetings or doesn't do their
right.
part.
Right.
Yeah, so certainly if Marianne could follow up with me, if you could recommend
Absolutely.
That, Warren, that would be great.
Yep.
But I'll put in our notes for this meeting that you're both recommending Ken for reappointment.
Yes.
Okay. So then the next ones are Commission on Aging. There's three.
Yeah.
And I did hear back from the chair on all three. And she recommended all three that were up for reappointment. And those people are, is it Michi? Michi?
Yeah, Michi. Yeah.
Hesselbrook.
Yeah.
Virginia Crawford.
Yeah.
And Lori Klussendorf?
Yeah.
So all three of those were recommended by the chair, Maureen Wallison.
Yeah. Warren, you're feeling delicious.
Yeah, I have a desk to say it. This is prima. Klussendorf. Yeah. Hesselbrook.
Services. She did a lot of work on, you know, to analyze the data, put things together. She was invaluable in that project. So, yep. Glad she's sticking with it. So, all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Okay, and then the last one is a reappointment for the pension committee. And that's
okay.
Diane Daly, and Sergio Benedict did recommend her for reappointment.
Yeah, she's the one that was recommended enthusiastically.
Mid-predicate.
Qualitates fine mid-predicate.
You're
Das ich kann verstehen. Jawohl.
Sehr gut. All right, so Mr. Skinner, in your clever Lisa Bolton disguise, you're going to have to learn German. All right, so I would nominate Diane Daly for...
In a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the last one of them.
Okay. All right, so I think our last order of business here is to approve the minutes. And let's see. And I...
Got them here somewhere.
Yeah.
I'd read them and I thought they were okay. In fact, I thought you did a pretty good job in terms of describing the discussion that we had on the temporary river access study committee.
Yes.
Thank you.
So that is by saying a thorough discussion.
The recordings are available, so if people want to get into the weeds.
Yeah.
Gosh.
First, for this one, they'll have to speak German, but, you know.
Right. Right. Okay, well, I'll make a motion to accept these minutes.
Oh, and I'll second. I'm sorry, I was slow.
That's okay.
Trigger. Yep.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All right, and I think the last order of business is... adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Okay, I'll second that. And we are adjourned at 2:49.
Okay.